transcriber from Halifax, designed Canada's first ever Indigenous Braille code. We're here today with Christine Muse. How are you doing today, Christine?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and your world?
Well, I'm a Braille transcriber in Halifax. I also do contract Braille transcription and volunteer work on the side.
So tell us a little bit about this first Braille endeavor. When did you first start working on developing Braille code for Indigenous people?
My work on that began last April of last year. There was talk of a resurgence in people wanting to regain their languages. And I knew from the few times I had come across Mi'kmaq in textbooks in Nova Scotia that there really were no Braille codes available. So I started looking into whether anyone was working on that.
And what is the language you're transcribing?
I just currently did the Mi'kmaq language.
And is this code finalized in Canada? Can Indigenous people now access it?
Yes, it's been accepted by Braille Literacy Canada. It's also been accepted by the Braille Authority of North America. That got accepted separately in the U.S., and it's going to be uploaded to the World Braille Usage once they update that as well.
So this is the first code of its kind. I guess what were some challenges that you faced in making this happen?
The biggest problem, honestly, was trying to get the word out there that there was a problem or what the problem was. Trying to contact the right people, getting people to get back to me. I'm still waiting to hear back from some people. So just getting the word out there that this was an issue was probably the hardest part.
Can you tell us a little bit about the issue that you're speaking of?
The fact that there was no Braille available for anyone. The Indigenous Languages Act states the purpose of this act is to support and promote the use of Indigenous languages, including Indigenous sign languages. And I felt there was something missing there.
And how long have you been a transcriber for?
15 years now.
So what were some of the companies or individuals that you collaborated with to achieve this code?
I had to be endorsed, as I said, through Braille Literacy Canada. I had to work with Dr. Bernie Francis. He was the co-creator of the print orthography, and he's a linguist. I also consulted with another linguist from Texas. He's actually a blind linguist, Dr. Engelbretson. I had to have approval from the Mi'kmaq chiefs of both Nova Scotia and Maine. So there was quite a few people involved in helping me get this.
So congratulations on earning the Louis Award this year. Can you tell us what that entails?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that was a huge honor and surprise. That was obviously given for the work that I did for this. It's technically the Creative Use of Braille Award, and it's a real honor. It's not given annually, which is just makes it that much more special, I guess. It's only been given out 5 times since 2003, huge honor. This Creative Use of Braille Award is given in recognition of an effort to increase the availability and awareness of Braille. So in creating this code, that is raising awareness of an underserved population within an underserved population.
So you said the language you're transcribing is Mi'kmaq. Are there any other languages you're currently working on or hope to be working on in the future?
I'm not currently working on any others, but I would definitely be open. If the need is there, I would be open to.
The Mi'kmaq Language Act recognized Mi'kmaq as Nova Scotia's official first language. I guess, what are your goals? Where would you like to see this implemented?
I think that this on accessible signage, they're building a new Mi'kmaq Friendship Center. I would like to see it show up there, definitely.
Where can people access the code now? Can it be accessed online?
Yes, it is. The Braille Literacy Canada website has the information on the code, and very soon there will be an outline for anyone else that wants to develop other codes on how they can go about streamlining that process.
So my curiosity is, this is the first of its kind. Why did it take so long? No, let me rephrase it. Have other transcribers tried to do what you've achieved before?
Yes, I believe so. I was told at the beginning that it couldn't happen until there was a need, but I felt at the time there was a need was not the time to start something like that. So, because I had come across the Bard I in the Mi'kmaq language here, and it was something I could do and I wanted to do, I just decided to start here with this language. Not all languages are going to be easily reproduced in Braille. It depends on their print orthography. I thanked Bernie for keeping Mi'kmaq simple, as far as the print symbols go.
How long did it take you to develop this code?
With the gathering of the people and getting people to get back in touch with me, probably 10 to 12 months.
What is your interest behind this? What was your passion that made you want to decide to start this, even though you, like you said, there was not really a need for it, so you've been told.
Well, I was inspired last year when with the discoveries of the unmarked graves. I had no idea what I could do to help, but I did know that there would and should be a renewed interest in regaining some languages that were lost. And I knew that if any of those people were blind, or any blind person that wanted to learn, say Mi'kmaq, that they wouldn't be able to.
Do you feel like the interest in regaining lost languages has increased in the past few years?
I think so, definitely. I certainly hope so.
Is there anything else you would like to add about this Indigenous Braille code? Anything you want to shed information on for Dalhousie audiences?
Well, I'd like to thank the American Printing House again for recognizing it, and Braille Literacy Canada for passing it. I think that the awareness needs to be out there, and now that it is Nova Scotia's first official language, I definitely look forward to seeing it more.
Thank you so much, Christine.
Thank you for having me.